Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of Nemetschek Group. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Stefanie Zimmermann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you, operator, and good morning, everybody, and welcome to our conference call regarding the publication of our annual report 2016. As always, we have prepared a short presentation with the most important figures and events of the fiscal year 2016. Furthermore, we will give you some more information about our outlook for 2017. At the moment, we are currently having 20 participants in this call, so thank you very much for your interest in Nemetschek. Now let's start with the presentation. I would like to hand over to Patrick Heider, who will lead you through the call, and after the presentation, we will have enough time to answer your questions.
Thank you, Stefanie. Also from my side, a warm welcome to the financial results Q4 2016, the Nemetschek Group. After my short presentation, I'm happy to answer your questions. Let's start with the Nemetschek Group highlights in 2016. We performed the best year ever in the Nemetschek Group. Great organic revenue growth performance, added two strategic brands to the portfolio, further increase of internationalization, increased efficiency reflected in higher profitability, kicked off strategic projects to ensure future sustainable top-line growth. As a result of that year, we were able to increase our dividend payment by 30%, and our solid balance sheet structure gives us great and further leeway to invest organic and via acquisition into future development. Let me highlight some facts around that great development. Revenues increased by 18.2% to 337.3 million euro. Organic growth on high 15.9%. International markets increased by 21.7% to 230.5 million euro. Recurring revenues were up by 19.7%, and software licenses increased by 16.9%. EBITDA grew stronger than revenues by 23.9% to 86.1 million euro without the positive one-time effect in Q2, which leads us to a margin of 25.5%. That margin includes all aspects of future growth-oriented investments and M&A-related costs. All R&D costs are in expenses. Let's turn to the second page of the Nemetschek Group highlights 2016. Net income increased significantly by 30.7% to 46.9 million euro. Operating cash flow up by 22.4% to 79.7 million euro. Conversion rate at high 90.6%. Our equity ratio is on solid 44.4%. We added two great strategic brands to our portfolio. In August 2016, the U.S.-based DesignData, and in the end of 2016, the Norwegian-based d.Rofus. Both brands will strengthen our position as the global open BIM leader in AEC. We will place the proposal in June 2017 to our AGM to increase our dividend by 30% to 0.65 per share. We kicked off in 2016 core strategic projects in the area of cross-brand development and ERP harmonization to ensure efficient, sustainable growth in the long run. Our outlook for 2017 is very positive, reflected in our guidance 2017. Our revenue target range is 395 million-401 million euro, meaning a top-line growth of 17%-19%, thereof organic growth rate by 13%-15%. Our EBITDA range is 100 million-103 million euro, an increase of 16%-20%. High EBITDA margin of fiscal year 2016 will be maintained despite strategic investment to secure sustainable future growth and lower EBITDA margins of strongly expanding acquired brands. On page four of our presentation, you can see our dynamic growth in revenues. Q4 revenues were up by 15.8%. 2016 revenues are up by 18.2% to 337.3 million euro. Solibri and DesignData contributed around 9.2 million euro in total. Organic growth rate on high 15.9% year-on-year. On the next page, our excellent development in international growth is reflected. Total revenues were more than doubled in the last 5 years, with a strong increase in internationalization. A real success story is the most important software market, the US. Our revenue share in America has increased by 27%, but also in Asia we are having a strong position with 9% of the revenues. On page 6, we reflect our great development in recurring revenues and software license revenues. Recurring revenues were up by 19.7% to 146.5 million euro to a revenue share of 43.4%. Software licenses were up by 16.9% to a new record level of 175.8 million euro through new customer wins as well as by higher penetration of existing customers. Our attach rate remains on high 70%. Page 7 is showing our good development in regards to profitability. We communicated the reasons for the weak Q4 margin dominated by one-off effects as, for example, 1.4 million euro sales tax effect. For the complete financial year 2016, we are satisfied with the EBITDA development. We increased our efficiency and simultaneously invested into our future to keep sustainable growth rates as we are delivering at the moment. Those growth rates makes Nemetschek to be the fastest organic growing listed software company in Europe. Profitability increased even stronger by 23.9%. On the next slide, the strong performance in net income and EPS is reflected. Net income grew by 30.7% to 46.9 million euro, without the one-time effect by 27% to 45.6 million euro. The EPS developed accordingly to 1.22 euro. Our tax rate was with 29.4% lower than the year before, 30.3%. On page 9, the EPS development without PPA is shown. EPS without PPA grew by 28.9% to 1.43 euro. Let's move to our segment overview on page 10. The design segment showed a very strong year with a revenue growth of 11.1% and a margin of 28.6%. Eliminating the sale effect of Glaser the year before, the design segment grew around 13% organic. The build segment showed a great growth rate with 45.6% organic on a high 31% year-on-year. The reported one-off effects in Q4 as the sales tax are reflected in the build segment margin. The managed segment developed well with a growth rate of 12% and a margin improvement to 22.7%. The media and entertainment segment developed in line with expectations with a solid growth rate of around 9%. The margin is reflecting the planned investment mode. On page 11, we see our great performance in cash flow development. Operating cash flow is up by 22.4% year on year. The investing cash flow is reflecting our flat CapEx development and the acquisition of DesignData. The financing cash flow was driven by a repayment of bank loan, acquisition of DesignData, and dividend payment. The conversion rate is on high 90.6% and the net cash on 16.3 million euro. On page 12, some words about our solid balance sheet structure. The balance sheet extension on both sides was driven by the strong business performance and the acquisition of DesignData. As a reminder, the acquisition of Solibri was reflected in the balance sheet 2015. The acquisition of DRofus will be reflected in 2017. This solid and healthy structure gives us further leeway to finance our future growth, both organically and via acquisitions. Before taking your questions, I would like to summarize our optimistic outlook. Digitalization and IT spendings will drive further the use of software solutions in AEC. The BIM market is expected to grow remarkable the next year as more and more governments are supportive to mandate the adoptions of BIM regulations. In this positive market environment, the Nemetschek Group is positioned great. A clear focus on AEC market, a leading player in open BIM solution, a network of industry leaders as a clear innovation leader for our customers. The last year made Nemetschek to be the fastest growing software company in Europe. We are passionate and optimistic to continue that success. This is why the guidance for the year 2017 is revenue growth of 17 to 19% to a range of 395 to 401 million euro, EBITDA in the range of 100 to 103 million euro. In the margin are reflected future-oriented growth investments. Thank you very much for your interest in the Nemetschek Group. I'm now happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. Now we will begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Gal Munda of Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. I have a few. One is, could you just talk us through the growth for the design segment in a bit more detail? You've kind of ranked them, but if we think about Vectorworks, it had a strong growth in 2015. How was that in 2016 more specifically? And also for the other brands. And also, could you just talk a bit more about the Bluebeam? What was the revenue contribution in 2016, and what is the expectation for 2017 with your plans that you just announced in terms of the guidance? And just the last question is actually on the Bluebeam CEO development. Do you have any update on that, and when could we expect any announcement? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the question, Carl. For the design segment, all in all, we are with all brands in line with our expectations. Yes, of course, when there is an average growth rate, there are always a little bit better performer and below them, but all are double-digit growing. And as, for example, in the and we need to consider as well the sale effect. We are not loving normally to communicate any special effects, but here we need to mention it because we see here the real success of the Nemetschek Group in the organic portfolio, and that's all organic because we need to consider that we are growing between 12 and 13% organic-wise. So the sale effect was the year before, 2015, the Glaser effect. Vectorworks performed well, and yes, you are right. It's always a comparison to the year before. And when there was a strong Q4 the year before, then we have, of course, the challenge to get even higher in the year after. In general, the whole Q4, as already communicated in the preliminary figures, was not the most successful one we normally had in the seasonality the years before, and that's of course also valid for the design segment. So it was especially Germany in this year in the design segment where we saw, when we talk about catch-up effects, the English word I think is bringing forward effect, that the Q2 was the strongest one. And that was all about in Germany. We had the situation that we see an higher increase of the adaptations of BIM regulations. Everybody was passionate in the first half year to get their budget spent, and then everybody was spending or was waiting to the BAU 2017 in January. This is why in the design segment especially we had the weaker Q4, and especially in Germany. But all in all the brands are growing, and we are really happy with all the further development. Also Alban and Graphisoft developing very well. Your second question was all around Bluebeam. Bluebeam contributed a growth rate, again, very, very nice and very, I would say fantastic, as you know that I'm passionate about Bluebeam. They contributed around 61 million euro in 2016, and they were growing around 35%. And we one day those growth rates, we see them sustainable in the midterm, but of course we need to be cautious as well because internationalization is now really getting successful. So we see them in that range, around 30% as realistic for this year. For the CEO development, as you know, we installed the co-founder, Don Jacob, at the moment co-CEO or interim CEO, and we're going to have a detailed process, and that takes another weeks, but we are happy to see that everybody in the management team of Bluebeam is passionate to go through that process. Everybody stays on board, and we will come up in the next weeks with a final decision. And the best thing could always happen for a company when we nominate an internal candidate for a CEO position. But of course, it's our responsibility as well to take a more professional outlook outside the industry. And it's a normal process, and the next weeks we will communicate a final decision. But everything in management and everything in the situation of Bluebeam is stable. Hopefully
perfect. That makes sense. Thank you. Just one follow-up on the first question. You said that BAU 2017 was in January. There was kind of delayed some of the decisions towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Would you say that you've seen a significant pickup since then, especially in the Germany in the performance? So did that catch up?
I mean, a significant pickup. Germany is going in the first quarter already. We see Germany going back to normal growth rate. And that's very good.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Lars Dannberg of Hauck & Aufhäuser. Your line is now open. Okay. He's now away. We have a next question of Knut Wollner of Baader Bank Aktiengesellschaft. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for taking my questions. Patrick, you mentioned on a slide that you started or kicked off some cross-brand development and also the investments in the internal ERP harmonization. First, can you give us a feeling what these cross-brand developments are and what kind of growth impact you expect from these measures? And also, which costs are attached to it? I mean, you're guiding for a flattish margin year over year. So are these rather some investments that we should expect only to burden 2017 and then a catch-up of the margin afterwards again, or growth of the margin going forward afterwards again? And then secondly, on Bluebeam, in terms of the internationalization, can you give us some ideas in which of the markets in Europe how far advanced already with regards to the internationalization? What's on the agenda for this year in terms of countries in Europe to basically bring Bluebeam also over here to Europe? Thanks.
Thank you, Knut, for the questions. I would love to go into. And first of all, the strategic project. As we already announced that we want to see our portfolio as we are moving more to a strategic holding as well, as we were perceived in the past always as only a financial holding. So we want to give the whole portfolio a strategic corridor. And thereof, we kicked strategic projects where we do see that we even not only buying companies in the future, M&A activities, but even we could increase value by doing something together. And that's the so-called cross-brands development, as we do see. And that means, and that's very important for me to mention, we keep our business model. This business model is unique, that we have the strong customer focus in strong brands. But there are certain customer segments, as for example, large customer segments. Think about the big construction companies sitting in the US or in Asia, where they definitely would appreciate our innovation power, seeing in an added features to one platform. What I mean with that is that we have cross-brand development, not merging products together, but definitely adding the asked and requested features together and delivering one face to the customers, one strong product. And that's definitely something where we would like to be integrated and penetrating that large customer segment, which were we in the past not really strong. So the clear market potential is there. And of course, it needs to be mentioned that this year, it will be a year of kicking off those projects. So it's more in the OPEX scene. The revenues are not really this year. I wouldn't promise them this year. Maybe we have some slight effects, but from the middle of next year, we should see the positive side of the world, the revenues coming as well. And it needs to be mentioned, those are revenues where we want to ensure the midterm target, what we gave out, that we are also growing double-digit growth rates in 3, 4, 5 years. So it doesn't mean that we have tremendous additional hockey stick development one day. We want to ensure being perceived as a top-line company in the next years. And this is why we do the investment now. The ERP harmonization project is, of course, more an internal driven. And at one stage, it's definitely something where we increase efficiency. And for a controller, increasing efficiency is the famous triangle. You could increase efficiency by increasing quality, decreasing time spendings or costs. And that's something definitely where we see a benefit in all parts of the triangle. So there will be an internal harmonization of reporting line consolidation to the group. As we are growing with more and more brands, that's my core responsibility to ensure that I can deliver high quality data to the financial market as well, with an acceptable time efforts and people efforts. So that's around the ERP harmonization. That one is, unfortunately, this is why it's not so popular, not generating revenues, as you know, but there you definitely see, for example, we are working 60% of the companies, 65% already in Navision. We will see Microsoft Navision, we will see some license costs and such things. For the Bluebeam internationalization, your second question, definitely, as we always state, that they, in the first year after acquisition, 2015, that we pushed them to focus in Europe. And this is what made it really successful now, and we see that they are growing percentage-wise over proportional to their still strong U.S. business. And those countries are the Nordic countries, where they have their headquarters in Sweden, because the Nordic countries are far progressed, as you know, with the BIM regulations, and the same time as the UK. So UK, Nordic countries, but also in Germany, with the higher adoption rate of BIM regulations, they taking place. So those are the countries, I would say, where we definitely already see the progress, and we will see the progress further. And by the way, not only Europe, but also Asia, they are quite strong. We have already our good performance in Japan. We see some combinations with our sister companies, Vectorworks and Graphisoft there, and they have an alliance with Panasonic in Japan.
Thank you, Patrick. Just maybe two quick follow-ups. The first one, if I understood your comments correctly regarding the strategic projects that you are focusing the large customer segment here, I would assume the average ticket should be probably substantially higher than your normal deal size if you have a smaller office from architects. So will that also change then the growth profile going forward, making it a bit more volatile? And then secondly, with regards to the investments here, just to get a feeling, should we expect the investments that are burdening the margin this year also to persist next year? Or is that something where you also expect margin-wise some leverage again? Thanks.
The second one is quite easy. There is no burden for that one. It's all about people, bringing people and focusing people cross projects between the brands. And this is what in responsibility of the Nemetschek Corporation is at the moment performed. So it's all about this year, but next year definitely when the revenues are coming, you will see the payback as well. For the first question you placed in is the size of the customers. Let me give you some time to go deeper in that project. Maybe in the middle of that year we see a clearer concept about that one. This is why we kicked them off in the end of last quarter, and I'm going to announce maybe some ideas around that one in the middle of the year.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Chandramouli Siriman of MainFirst Bank. Your line is now open.
Hi, Patrick. Hi, Stephanie. So I just had a couple of questions. One on Solibri. I did not see any big significant impact growth acceleration. Any thoughts on that could be helpful. And also, just to follow up on a previous question, you had this accelerated hiring in Q4 because you saw the opportunity there. Is it largely done, or should we see some more hiring on the back of this for at least the first half of this year? Thanks.
So the first question, you are absolutely right. The Solibri one, we were in line with expectations. So it was not the fastest growing organization we had last year. They were around the 15 to 20%. And what we see that they are even more qualified now as a growth candidate. As you know, we are having those different baskets, and we want to see the growth basket with brands growing between 25 and 30%, where Bluebeam is in. So definitely Solibri is on the way to be qualified for that basket. We see them this year stronger. We see them definitely between around the 25%. So that's the idea, and we see already that they are performing in the end of Q4 and now in the beginning of the year. They are now integrated, I would say. And the second question was about the hiring. Okay, so all in all, as we are depending on the best people, and the hiring and the HR efficiency is, of course, something very important for us. So we keep the highest position in our portfolio in the P&L is the personal costs, but we need to have the best people. And for such things like that one, we definitely will see a continuing increase of people, and because we need to have them. And we're making sure that the efficiency is driven as well as we are steering the companies in some of the segments in more efficiency. But for such things like those projects, we will see some effects as well for this year.
Has your question been answered?
Sandra is still there?
Okay, maybe
yes.
Not.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, great.
I was muted.
Thank you, Sandra.
Okay, the next question comes from Malte Räther of Commerzbank AG. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking the question. And the first one is, in what sense could virtual reality or augmented reality applications become part or a larger part of your portfolio? Then the second question is, what do you see currently from your main competitor in the design segment in terms of pricing and promotional activity? Then the third question, last question is, can you remind me of the latest development of the BIM regulation in Germany? Thank you.
Yeah, the first one, the virtual reality, thank you first of all for the question, Malte, and the first one for virtual reality is a difficult one, as those are big words, like collaboration is a big word, virtual reality is a big word, and I would say we're doing that one what the customer is asking for. If you would describe virtual reality as well, that our software solutions, CAD solutions, are able to take the famous virtual reality glasses and walk with those glasses through a building, I would say we performed 100%. All our design segment CAD solutions are virtual reality-like. But we see it more from customer side. When the customer is asking something, as we are the innovation driver and transforming those, we are going to transform those in virtual reality as well for the customers. The second one, design segment, as you know, that in the design segment, the main competition is Autodesk. So most probably I stick a little bit on that one. We saw no major changes. Our situation is still like we think, that we are performing innovations better than Autodesk is doing. So we are investing a little bit the same percentage rate in terms of sales back to R&D, but we definitely go and perceive transform stronger innovations. And from the pricing, the same situation as we had last year, or the whole couple of last months, we are showing a higher flexibility to customers because they can choose for subscription or the traditional license model. So we don't see any specific movement. And again, the biggest USP we have is the open BIM philosophy. And this is where we really being strong. And in the BIM regulations part in Germany, as you know, that the directive in the European Union level is now active since the 1st of January 2017. And I told you about the Q4 performance in Germany. It becomes more dynamic in Germany last year, especially the first three quarters. Everybody was running on the budget. And now Germany is really picking up in terms of BIM regulations. We already see a good development this year. And we do think that they will now follow and close, I would say, the gap to the UK and the Nordic countries. We see positive development in Germany as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Martin Jungfleisch of Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Yes, good morning. Just a few questions to follow up. First of all, on the competitive landscape, could you give us an update there, how competition and maybe market share development has been in the US and Europe, especially with Autodesk, and maybe also a little bit more detail on the environment in the build segment? Then secondly, looking at margins, obviously you're guiding for a little bit lower margins in 2017. Where do you see longer term margins heading, and do you see the margins in the design segment to be sustainable? And then the last question is on software as a service products. How has the perception of these products changed within your customer base? Is this now more asked for, or is this still the same as a few years ago? Thank you very much.
Thank you. In the competitive landscape, there are no changes. We need to see them, as we always state, per segment. As I told already in the question before, in the design segment is Autodesk, our main competition. and I already think I gave the information there. And in the build segment, we need to see it per box, per brand, because completely different. And as you see, the build segment as the most dynamic one, you can see four different competitive landscapes. When we go them shortly through, we have Nevaris is clearly in competition with RIB. Then Bluebeam is more or less, when we stated a year ago that they are somehow competitive-less, I would say there are competition is waking up, but we still have a great advantage of the first mover effect in software is always a very important one. But we see competition like Procore in the US is waking up and doing slightly the same. And then we see Solibri. Solibri is in competition with an Autodesk product called Navisworks, but we have, I think, the better functionalities and the better features in Solibri, and this is why we grow definitely stronger than this market on Autodesk side. And the last one is SDS2, and they are into competition with Tekla, that's a Trimble company. As we are with SDS2, the market leader in the US with more than 50% of market share, it's the other way around for Tekla Europe, and there is a clear competition with Tekla worldwide, and we try to bring SDS2 to the European markets as well. The second question was all around the managing the margin in the future. And here we clearly state, and this is why I really stick with my presentation as well, that we want to be perceived as a growth company and delivering those growth rates we are delivering at the moment in top line sustainable for the next years. And this is why we need to invest, and this is why we would love to see exactly that model where we are in at the moment, delivering double-digit mid-teens growth rate organic portfolio and having those margins. Because to be open and frank, if I would promise that one, it would be unrealistic that we're going to optimize the both things. Growth rates like this and going to a margin of 30% EBITDA would be unrealistic. As we have the market potential and we do see that we can grab that market potential, that we will remain stable. When we would see that the market is going down, we immediately would be able to increase the margin to a better margin. And then that would be a different view. But at the moment, we are fine with exactly that model, delivering double-digit growth rate in the mid-teens organic portfolio and investing in that range of margin we are at the moment and looking forward. And your question to the design segment, as you know, we are steering the brands with investment modes. It depends on which brands are in investment mode, and that depends as well to the allocation to the segments if the segment margin remains like this. I would say we are in that range in the design segment as well. I would say that should remain stable. There is a DROFUS is contributed to the design segment as well. This is why we will place it as an inorganic effect and give you the sense what the organic portfolio is, just to let you know that you see the complete design segment is included DROFUS, and DROFUS is because they are growing stronger. They are below the group average level in terms of margin. And the software as a service, your last questions, we don't see any major changes. As we are stating that we are already performing 3-5% of the overall portfolio in real subscription, and we bought, as for example, DROFUS as a company, they are completely into subscription. We see maybe in the US a higher trend to software as a service subscription models, but in Europe it's still the traditional license model is the one who is really the favorite one. So we don't see any major changes, first of all, A, from our strategy, and B, from the situation in the market.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you. The next question comes from Andreas Wolf of Warburg Research. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes. Hello. Good morning. There are still some questions left for me, but the brief answers are fully sufficient. So the first one would be on the strategic component of your business model now and the cross-development among brands. what does it mean for the codes of the software? Will those be harmonized as well? Because as far as I know, the codes are based on different languages. So could you shed some more light on this? And as Nemetschek becomes more strategic, does it will it be also be reflected in a more cross-brand compensation of management? And then on the growth drivers in 2017, you mentioned 13 to 15% organic growth. Where do you mainly see it coming from? Is it still the build segment as an important organic growth driver? What are the main origins of growth in other areas? And then maybe you could also give us a figure what you expect as CapEx for the ERP, for the ongoing ERP rollout or CapEx in total, just to give us a number that we could work with. So will it be a significant increase here, or is it just minor numbers? And then a last one, sorry for the many questions. The guidance has the same bandwidth as at the beginning of last year, roughly 3 million, but in relative terms it has become much more narrow than last year, obviously. But what does it mean for costs? Will you shift costs if you see that, for instance, if revenues do not come in as you expect, either higher or lower, will you shift development costs, or how we should think from this perspective? Thank you.
Okay, a lot of questions. I appreciate to answer them as best as possible. So the first one for the codes and the harmonization of the different programming language, I would say no huge efforts in that one. Here it helps definitely that we go in the open BIM philosophy, that our programs are in any case already open BIM standardized, and that means we are not going to the core of reinventing the whole codes and the programs. We're just adding features, and that's definitely possible without a global harmonization of old products. So I wouldn't say that one is a big effort. It's really adding features to one platform. I give you an example. If Graphisoft with Archicad as a product is one of the leading BIM CAD software solutions in that world. So that's the great platform. The customers are asking, I just want to have some features of your great engineering products, like for example, Altman Engineering or SIA Engineering, added to that Archicad platform. And that's the thinking behind, and that's without a complete code re-engineering or harmonization possible. The second one is all about the cross-brand and strategic direction. As you know, we announced last year a full-time executive board with my great colleague, Sean Flaherty, the CSO position. And the CSO position, of course, now needs to be installed, and those are the major first projects in this CSO position. And now we need to drive as well a changing culture within the group. And driving to a change of culture needs to be, you need to go and execute successful projects. And those, what I mentioned, are the first projects on that route. But there's definitely more to come up, because we do believe, again, that we can drive more value after a post-merger integration by doing something together. The something together will be defined in next activities for the ongoing years. But as we are always saying, the CFO was always happy in the financial group of the Nemetschek, because all M&A activities went well. There is no failure in M&A activities in the Nemetschek group. It's a tremendous good track record. But we even could do more afterwards in the thinking 1+1 is bigger than 2. So those are the first activities we are having to drive a more strategic approach of the group. The growth drivers you ask for is, they remain the same. You know, I'm always stating the three who are across the whole portfolio. It's innovation, the first one. It's internationalization, and it's driving sales and marketing efficiency. So everything that we can squeeze out from other parts, we need to strengthen our sales and marketing machine, I would say, and activities. Then we have some segment growth drivers. The first one, the design segment growth driver, is definitely still the one moving to BIM. Moving to BIM for us as a software vendor means moving from two dimensions to three-dimensional products. That's still the ongoing for this year and definitely also for next year in all regions in that world where we are into. Americas, Japan, Asia, by the way, China is now, we do see in the next years a stronger development as we're stating that they are going and moving also to the BIM regulations, but also Central Europe or Europe in general. In the build segment, it's the digitalization decree, where all the McKinsey, Hitachi, Gartner Group, everybody is telling you that the IT spending CAGR of those companies are going to increase in the next year by year, by 18%-20%. 18%-20%, be careful, it's hardware and software. So we are definitely into that world that construction companies in the build segment are going more and more into IT spendings because otherwise they are missing the train of BIM. So for them, there is no question if we should go or not go, or do we like it or not like it, they need to go. Your fourth question was all around CapEx. I can't give you details about the ERP one because as we are starting stepwise, we are having this year four pilot brands. We don't want to do it really overstressing the whole portfolio. So we are going the next years in that process smoothly. But all in all to CapEx, I would say that we having a little bit in plan, a little bit more than this year. When we ended flat for this year, around the 7 million-8 million euro, we would say we guide between 9 million and 10 million euro for this year. The last question to be open, I didn't get really, but I can help you afterwards, but there was no purpose behind in thinking that we had different bandwidth. Of course, we started even last year around that time, we started with an organic growth rate of 11%-13%. Yes, that one we increased to 13%-15%, but from the bandwidth combined with your questions, if we shift costs, no idea behind.
Okay. We can clarify it a bit later.
But no reasoning behind from that perspective that we're shifting costs or something.
Okay,
no.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would hand back to you, Mr. Haider.
Yeah, thank you very much for your interest. We are looking forward to hear you already in a month again, roundabout in a month, for the Q1 report. I wish you all a very sunny, at least in Munich it's sunny, weekend, and have a good time. Thank you for your interest.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect now.